This is a podcast from Rover.
You're listening to Socrates Walks Into a Bar. It is time now for another crowd quandary.
So today we have from, this is Ivana in North Bondi, Sydney, Australia. My friend.
Nothing funny about that.
Nothing funny. My friend volunteers and helps the homeless every Saturday and makes a huge difference by feeding the homeless. My question is she a hero and a saint for helping the homeless every weekend, or is she self-righteous and annoying because she posts it on social media every week?
Oh, great question. Every single person who participates in the social media circle jerk of giving a homeless person a $5 sandwich and fucking videotaping it so they can get 12 million hits.
Yeah.
Fuck yourself. That is the opposite of altruism. That is the most self-interested pursuit ever.
I'm kind of pro that.
Why?
Because if everyone sees you like doing something nice and they feel guilty for not doing it, so to try encourage everyone to do it, I feel like maybe we should make a bigger deal out of everyone being charitable.
No,
like
we should record, not what's happening.
We should record everyone.
That's not what's happening. It's like this construction, this TV show around the perception of you doing a good thing. Yeah. It's like, sure, you might be giving a little bit of food to one homeless person, mm-hmm. or they make this grandiose gesture where they give like $500 to one homeless person. Mm-hmm. But in terms of it helping the wider community of disadvantaged people, it's such a drop in the bucket and they get such a disproportionate uptick in views off the back.
It's
exploitative.
I've got one for you. Right. What if they've gave the homeless person a fish, mm-hmm. For the day, but what happens if they taught the homeless person to actually fish, to catch his own fish, mm-hmm. but they filmed them teaching him.
I would actually watch that show. That sounds like a great idea for a series.
A YouTube how-to series.
The old proverb. But actually doing it for the literal selfie of them being a good person.
Teach a vagabond to fish.
Teach a vagabond to fish.
I'm spitballing now.
Yeah.
Vagabond from the 1800s.
Tramp on trout. The series.
But to go back to what Tim was saying, there's like a movement, an ideology called effective altruism.
Right.
And there are people who do worry about, like, I guess, you know.
You mean influencers?
Talk about the Kardashians. But the idea is you walk past a homeless person, you know, you could give them a dollar. Sometimes you see people with charity buckets on the side of the road asking for money, right?
Yes.
And we just give them money. We think, oh, that's a nice thing. But we would never treat a business the same way, right? Like if you saw a business standing on the side of the road and be like, hey, this is a good investment, just give us some money. You would never invest in a business the same way, but we invest in charities like that. And so their thought is,
we're not investing in charities.
Am I not making a return on any of the money?
Again, hate to break another bit of bad news to you, right? That money's not coming back.
But the point that they made...
That stock fund in Wales off the Japanese coast is not coming back to you.
As soon as Greenpeace breaks big, I'm sure they're about to launch an app or something.
But I'm sure it's the same amount of money that the Bitcoin people are making as well.
This whole time, I thought Greenpeace were looking for oil.
They're always out there at the platform.
And they were trying to stop everyone else looking. I thought it's because they had
a monopoly.
Yeah.
But so their whole thing is like, we need to look into charities. We need to think about what's the most good I could possibly do for my dollar. I need to look at neglected causes, things that other people aren't focusing on. So they would, I guess, not give a dollar to a homeless person because they know they could give that money to an overseas charity fighting malaria in the third world, which actually takes a lot, you know, which actually is a lot, you know.
It's impactful.
Yeah, having malaria is a lot a lot worse, and it's easier to fix than giving a dollar to a homeless person.
Yes.
And so, they're all about, I guess, trying to think of the most effective way you can help.
How does that relate to someone sticking a camera in a homeless person's face while you give them a sandwich?
Send that sandwich to someone with malaria. It's like...
So
film that.
I want to see that.
They'll still die, but at least they'll be fed. So it doesn't help anybody.
I think what you were saying originally is that the act of seeing that publicised will encourage other people to act in the same way, right?
Yeah, I think we should try and encourage people to be charitable.
Yeah.
And so I think it's...
I don't think this is the way to do
so it. So I used to, I used to have this view, like, when you see people walking around with the ribbons on and stuff to prove that they've donated, I used to think, oh, that's kind of
just
gross.
Guilt trip.
Yeah. But then I thought, no, we want that guilt trip. We want we want people donating to give more money. Though then you might have a thing where there are some people who refuse to donate because they don't want to be guilt tripped.
That's fine. There's always going to be some...
contrarians.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Philosophy majors.
Yeah.
So is she self-righteous or is she a hero?
Both. She's a self-righteous hero.
Classic Professor Ray right there.
We need to find her Instagram and like as many pictures as we can so she keeps doing it. But we also need to tell her to give money to Malaria.
Oh, do you know what she should
do? Schrodinger's influencer.
Because I think Ivana's got a... because there's something intrinsically in her that sort of thinks that it's wrong. So this is what she should do. She should write really great comments and like the posts, but she should do it ironically, and she should put all the positive messages in quotation marks. She's like, good on you, Sarah.
Great.
Yeah. Well
done. Well,
way to say your sacrifice.
You're such a hero.
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah.
That's
so
great. Have your cake and eat it too.
Totally, yeah. So, yeah. Ivana, if that helps you out, do as the hipsters do. Everything ironically.
Right.
All right, awesome.
Yeah, cool.